is because we are acting like little Babaji's for 9 days. So, don't think that this is our eternal occupation to be Babaji's. We are preachers. We have come to gain the strength. We have come to learn things and then go out again. We want to be born preachers again by going through this process of 9 days and then more festival in Mayapur, Vrindavan. We want to be fired up preachers and stop all nonsense that is going on all over the world. Silence. Subdue all those wars and whatnot. Okay, so we have, by coming to this town, we have entered Simanta Dweep. We are no more in Antar Dweep. Yesterday we were in Antar Dweep. Now, we have entered. This place is just at the border of, this is a border town between the two borders meet here. The Antar Dweep and Simanta Dweep. So we'll talk about Simanta Dweep more as we reach Belpakur, either as we reach there or sometime during the day. Or as part of our evening program, we'll talk about some more pastimes of Simanta Dweep. Yeah, this morning Navayogendra Maharaj used Bhagavatam, book Bhagavatam for the class. And that has been someone has that. Alright, we found it. So anything else before we proceed?
It's almost time for Gayatri.
Well, you're a Brahmin. Okay, we'll chant Gayatri here and then we'll continue on. Haribo.
So you have to always.
And he was flashing his kartals at the sky.
Immediately all of the clouds began to disperse and the setting sun again appeared. And all of the devotees, in great ecstasy, they chanted and danced all the way up to the next village. This pastime Srila Prabhupada has very nicely described is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is the, we're on the path between the villages. This is the place, Somadanga, Somdanga.
Somdanga.
Somdanga. So in this place, Mahaprabhu was playing his kartals and chanting, Hariva! In the same way, by seeing these kartals and everyone very enthusiastically chanting, Hariva! And all of the black clouds of our ignorance, which are always dampening our desire for performing devotional service and for chanting the holy names, only these black clouds are always coming with so many thunders and lightning. Now so much thunder and lightning is going on. Everybody wants to know what is the new thunder in Iraq like that. So this thunder and lightning is always going on. The black clouds of our ignorance are coming and destroying our enthusiasm. But by chanting very enthusiastically and banging the kartal, Hariva! All of the black clouds of our ignorance will be dissipated and the rising sun of Sankirtan will manifest within our heart. The deity was at point worshipped by Nilambar Chakravarti, grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, father of Mother Sachi, teacher of Jagannath Mishra. So there are some pastimes we know that, which took place in this area, in this dweep. We'll be talking about those pastimes in the evening. I want to make this meeting very brief.
go into your, it's a Hilton hotel, you see. Seven star, not five star. Seven star. Saptarishi. And you're all rishis. For rishis, this is like a forest of Naimisharanya. You feel nice here?
Yeah.
Anything like this in New York or in London or Hong Kong? Or Holland? Nothing like this. And it's always here for you to come and take advantage of this. This is eternal abode of the Lord. It's not only 500 years. Just to remind you, God appeared 500 years ago, but that was not the first time that he had made his appearance. Like Krishna, whenever he comes to Vrindavan. Similarly, whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here to Navadvip. In this universe, this is the only place on this particular planet that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes his appearance. So, in this forest, there is a Parvati resides. Seamanth refers to, what did you say in English? The ladies have the hair, parting? Part, okay. Seamanth refers to part. And Parvati took dust. Literally, she took dust from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She took dust, not that had fallen on the ground, from the dust that was on the feet of the Lord. She took it and put it there, as ladies do. Put kumkum. So, that was kumkum for her. So this whole forest is named after the part of Parvati Devi. So what inspired her to come here, and she came all the way from Kailash to this place, to the whole history. We'll talk about that later on tonight. Also in this forest, Lord Shiva appeared to Nimbarkacharya and gave him special benediction. We'll also talk about that later on tonight. So there are several things to talk on here. Mahavishnu Maharaj also wants to talk. Would like to hear him more about Chandkaji and his character and different pastimes related with Chandkaji. We said something, but there's much more. So he will talk more tonight about those topics. This place, this village is called Belpakur. Bell is bell tree. Because Shiva and Parvati also reside in this forest. And Shiva is worshipped by offering bell leaves. Like to Krishna or Vishnu we offer tulsi leaves. Shiva is pleased when he is offered leaves of bell tree. Do you see any bell tree around? You know bell tree? You have seen? Some of you have seen bell? You drank bell juice this morning. Juice you had this morning? Oh, that was first time in your life you had such a drink? Oh, yes, madam. There's a special drink that you get in Bengal, and lots of bale fruits. In courtyard of our Bombay temple, there are two trees. There's Tulsi tree and there's bale tree. In the big Bombay palatial temple, which is office, Prabhupada's office. Prabhupada's office courtyard has two trees. One of them is bale tree. You'll see some bell trees. This Mataji could show you some bell trees. You know bell trees? Yes? Many mothers are. Yeah, you'll find them. So this is bell pakur. There must be some pakur also. Pakur means lake. Pakur means kund, like Radha Kund. In Bengal, there was a Radha Pakur, Sham Pakur. Pakur. Pakur means lake. Yes? So any Pakurs around for bathing? 5 minutes walk from here. Which direction? There are bell trees at that Pakur? So how do they go? Right here? There's a way? Do you see? I don't, but yes? So you go this way, close your eyes and go for 5 minutes. And you'll enter the Pakur lake. So both ladies, gents, everyone goes there? Only men. Only men. And mothers have any other Pakur? There are so many Pakurs. Okay, so some Pakur you find and you take bath. Okay, so accommodations are like this.
Bel Pakur Bhale. The Bel Pakur Vasi Prastut Thakun. Ek, doi, tri. আচ্ছা আমি তাহলে বলি, আমিও আপনাদের সাথে আছি, আমি বলবো তারপরে আপনারা বলবেন। হরে কৃষ্ণ, আমার ডিভোটি প্লিজ ডোন্ট চ্যান্ট ইট, অদারওয়াইজ উই আর গোয়িং টু লুজ দি ম্যাচ। দিস আই হ্যাভ টু টেল ফর দি সোসাইটি, আওয়ার সোসাইটি ইজ প্রেস্টিজ। এনিওয়ে এরা বলবেন না, আপনারা সবাই বলবেন। এরা আপনাদের ইজ্জত উপরে নির্ভর করছে, আমাদেরও ইজ্জত। দেখি আপনারা সবাই জোরে বলুন, হরে কৃষ্ণ। আমি যত না হলেও আপনাদের মধ্যে একজন আমাকে কেন ডুবাবেন, জোরে বলুন হরে কৃষ্ণ। জোরে বলুন না, জোরে বলুন কৃষ্ণ। আপনারা দয়া করে বলুন, বলুন সবাই, সবাই বলবেন দয়া করে, আমাদের সাহেব করি, হাতে ধরি, সবাই বলুন হরে কৃষ্ণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ। আপনারা বলছেন না তো কীর্তন করছে
The dancer is a orangutan, Mataji, and then other two. Yeah, Panchatattva, Mataji, and Chaitanya Nithar. So they'll be singing this Braja Bhakti song and Gauranga Prem is going to dance.
To inspire the local people, to begin to preach. If you can chant at home, please say the Hindu community. We are a minority under the Muslim government. And if they have big festivals, and on marriage days, we used to have big festivals. But generally, the Hindu community kept very quiet. But Lord Chaitanya is preaching. Come on, chant. Chant at home. Chant and sing. Chant this Maha Mantra. So this was the beginning of the Sankirtan movement. And the people became inspired. And they became bold. And they became fearless. So one day, Sridhar, Kolavaita Sridhar. Does everyone remember who Kolavaita Sridhar was? He was the banana seller. So one day, Kolavaita Sridhar was walking past Sridhar Sangha. And he saw the devotees in the different houses, also chanting in the different homes. So when he saw the people chanting at home, he started to dance and sing. And he started to sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Kolavaita Sridhar, as we all know, he had a devotee of Krishna. So after a few moments, he began to fall into ecstasy and started to perspire. His hair started to stand on end. Tears started to come from his eyes. And he started to roll on the ground in ecstasy. Kolavaita Sridhar. So, what did the atheist say? He said, who is this man? He's crying, he's rolling on the ground. Because he's so hungry. Look at him, he's such a poor man. He's got an empty belly. So he's chanting Hare Krishna so he can get something to eat. He's so hungry. He's chanting Hare Krishna. Then he began to take the mickey. So he began to mock at him just like this. This was the beginning of the antagonism. the offense to the pure devotee, Kolavaita Sridhar. Then who else should come by? Chankaji himself. He began to notice as he went through the streets What are these people doing? They're chanting, dancing. They never used to do this before. What are these Hindus doing now? They're becoming very bold. We're the government. And who are these Hindus? Sachan Kazi. He said to his men, you touch these people. You smash their drums. You stop them chanting. So in this way, they began to spread terror. So this was the beginning of the Muslim government's terrorization of the devotees. They broke drums and they said that if they threatened that unless you stop this chanting, we'll convert you to Islam. So devotees became very frightened. They weren't like our Russian devotees. Our Russian devotees, they, even though the whole government is against them, they don't seem to care. They just go on preaching. But actually, these devotees in Abu Dhabi, they were very frightened of the Muslim government. And the atheists were very pleased. Ah, yes, this Chand Kaz is right. We must stop these people. Actually, you should only chant Hare Krishna quietly, silently. This loud chanting of the holy name is ruining our Hinduism. It's a very bad thing. In this way, the atheists, the Hindu atheist Hindus and the Muslims, they began to club together against the devotees. So then what happened? What would you do in that circumstance? So then it went to complain to Nimai Pandit. They went to complain to Nimai Pandit. And Lord Chaitanya was furious. Actually, he called all the Vaishnavas and he said, and he called Lord Nityananda and he said, we have the big Mahasanghita immediately. Call everyone this afternoon. We're going to have the biggest Mahasanghita and we'll stop this Kazi. Today I shall shower incessant waves of love of Godhead. Tell him to bring torches. Tell him to bring these torches made straw and tar wrapped together, tied together. And he said, you will see how I will burn the Chand Kazi down. We will burn his palace down. And we will see what his king can do. Hussain Shah, we will see what he can do. I will bring such a Kirtan party that the king will not be able to stop me. We will kill the Chand Kazi. We will burn his palace. And he said to everyone to make plans and to come in the afternoon. Everyone became very excited. Lord Chaitanya was calling him to this Mahasankirtan. And of course Lord Chaitanya is the superstar in everyone's heart. And Swamirini inspired them. This was his leela. Navadvipa was actually a huge city. So many persons had come, demigods, and even persons from the spiritual world to join in his pastime. So the word went round from mouth to mouth, and everyone prepared for the Sankirtan. Even the children, they made firebrands. And the old people, they made firebrands. The women made firebrands. And everyone prepared for the Sankirtan in the afternoon. Actually everyone was excited because now they would get their own back against the Chand Kazi and the Muslim government. And they felt fearless because of the presence of Nimai Pandit. So it was very exciting. All the devotees came to Lord Chaitanya's house. And Lord Chaitanya began to organize all the Vaishnavas into different Sankirtan parties. Advaita Acharya had one Sankirtan party, he was the chief dancer and singer. Haridas Thakur had another Sankirtan party. Srinivas Pandit had another Sankirtan party. And Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya shook his head and said, no! I'm not going to go with any Sankirtan party. I'm going to stay with you. I have to stay with you. I have to stay by your side. The Lord Krishna is said, all right. If you start with a big confrontation, and Lord Nityananda knew that he had to look after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had to protect him. So then, what happened? What happened next? The kirtan started. This is just building up to the kirtan. Chaitanya Bhagavata, this kirtan is described, going on for pages and pages, this wonderful kirtan. The first congregational chanting in the world. In recent history, in his yuga, in his Kali Yuga, the first Maha Sankirtan, first Maha Naga Sankirtan. And so it started. And it was in the evening, the sun was just setting. And there was a great miracle. Automatically, as the kirtan started, all the firebrands, they came alive. Nobody lit them. All of a sudden they became lit. And everybody was having a burning firebrand in his hand. There was so much light. It seemed like the day, or it seemed like moonlight or sunlight. And the devotees were all decorated with sila and garlands and sandalwood. And they all brought their musical instruments, madangas, kartals, big kartals, and all kinds of musical instruments they brought. You can just imagine what kind of instruments they brought. And Lord Chaitanya started to dance. And just Vrindavan Das Thakur described, Lord Chaitanya seemed like a great golden mountain dancing, just like the rising moon. Just like a great golden mountain dancing. Dala, his talent was right down to his knees. And tears were shooting from his eyes, just like two rivers. And the tears were wetting everyone in the Sankirtan. And his hair was standing on end. And just like his complexion was like the Kadamba fruit, all simply. Just like we hear his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. His lips were red with betel nuts. And his teeth seemed like pearls. And his shoulders, just as strong as elephants, they made elephants seem very weak. And he had very broad chest. And his Brahmin dress seemed so beautiful, so white, curled across his chest. And all the people were just attracted to Lord Chaitanya. All the Sankirtan was centered about Lord Chaitanya. Everybody was just feasting his eyes on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there! So this is the beginning of the Sankirtan. All the streets were decorated with banana leaves and coconuts. Every house was decorated with mango leaves and green coconuts, dogs. And inside the houses, the altar, there was ghee lamp, and there was gerber grass, yogurt, and everyone had their door wide open. Everyone was dancing in ecstasy. And as the kirtan went past, people just left their houses with the doors wide open. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, there is one thief. One thief was thinking, everyone's gone. They've left the doors wide open. Now I can raid the houses, take what I like. And then he went in the house, and then he saw everyone chanting and singing. And he thought, no, let me join in the chanting. If this were even a thief, they started to dance and sing, and even though the doors were wide open, they gave up their thievery. Everybody was careful. Everybody started to join. And the streets were covered with puffed rice and coins. People were throwing puffed rice and coins like a big festival. You can just imagine. It was just like Lord Chaitanya. He took everyone to Vaikuntha. All of a sudden, the whole Navadvipa city became just like Vaikuntha, long different from Vaikuntha. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, as the ecstatic symptoms developed, people became completely free from anxiety. It became just like Vaikuntha. And the people, they started to manifest forearms. In Navadvipa, everyone was dancing with forearms. This is described in Chaitanya Bhagavata. But the people were so ecstatic, they were so much overwhelmed with the kirtan, that they didn't even notice. They didn't even think it was something strange. But everybody had four arms, just like a Vaikuntha. So in this way, the chanting was going on. Hari Hari Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudha Giridhare Gopinath Madana Moha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, a very incredible thing when it started to happen. And actually we can see it. It sometimes happens in our kirtans. Also, just like we had this kirtan here. And the devotees begin to feel so kind of strong and bold that they started to shout, who is this Kazi? Who is this Chandrazi? Who is the emperor? We'll sever his head. And the guy has just become completely mad. They just become completely bold. They just didn't care about anything. And they started to beat the ground with their fists. And said, we'll kill the atheists. We'll kill this Chandrazi. We'll smash his head. In this way, the Sankirtan became completely intoxicating. It was the first Mahasankirtan on this planet. And the demigods from all the heavenly planets, they decided to join in the Sankirtan. Even Kuvera, Indra, Soma, Shiva, Brahma, and they all started to join the Sankirtan. And so many madhijis were there, so many ladies, so many children, everybody was there. And Lord Chaitanya was inspiring the devotees, working them up, working them up, working them up. And they were coming along the Ganga. And everybody was completely fixed on Lord Chaitanya. They were completely absorbed. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would fall over and Lord Nityananda would catch him. He didn't want to see Lord Chaitanya fall in the dust and damage himself. Lord Nityananda was always there to catch him. So Lord Chaitanya also became completely overwhelmed. And he began to scream. Arjun Raman! Arjun Bhansa! Like this, Lord Chaitanya began to scream. He said, I am the lion! Arjun Raman! Like this, he began to scream. And then, all of a sudden, he would come out of the moon. And he would say, Oh Lord! But Mother Earth began to tremble and feel ecstatic symptoms. And all the devotees were picking up the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and putting it on their head. Wherever he trod, they picked up the dust and put it on his head. The Sankirtan was so ecstatic. People were running out of their houses and they were just embracing one another. Didn't matter who it was, they were just embracing one another. Tears were coming from their eyes. They were rolling on the ground. These were just ordinary people. You can just imagine, just like sometimes even in the Mahasankirtan, we even experience this. People are standing, they're stunned, they're entranced, they can't believe the ecstasy of the devotees. But the whole Navadvipa was like this. The whole of Navadvipa became totally ecstatic, just like Vaikuntha. And then, actually, as the intensity built up, they became even bolder. Where is this rascal Kazi? Where is this rascal? I will smash his head. And some of them, this is really amazing, some of them began to climb the trees. And then to jump down from the trees. And they'd say, I am death to 12 atheists. Jumping from the trees, they would climb to the top of the trees. They would jump down. I am death to 12 atheists. They just become completely mad. So this is, why is this happening? Because the Holy Man, Lord Chaitanya, is opening this, the Holy Man for everyone to taste, distributing the Holy Man. And this is the protector of the holy name. I say the Chandragupta. Chandragupta is the demigod, the secretary of Yamaraj. But he's keeping all records of all the sinful activities of the whole universe. He has like a maha computer. He's keeping everybody, the sinful track of everyone's sinful reactions. So when Lord Chaitanya started to dance and the holy name was spread around, he thought, I better throw my books away. All my records are useless now. All the sinful reactions have disappeared. Jai Lord Chaitanya! So much nectar. So what happens next? So who hears about all this? Ichan Kazu. Ichan Kazu is in his palace. And what does he hear? He hears the in the distance, the chanting of the Mahasangha. He says, what's that? That's a marriage? They're having some marriage? The Hindus are having some marriage? What's going on? They're disobeying my order? I said, there's no Sankirtan. Who are these people? Is it? So he said to his men, okay, you spies, you go and check out what's going on with the Hindus. So Chantan. And what did they hear? Kill the Gandhi! Kill the Gandhi! So come running back to Chantan. Let's get out of here quick. Let's escape. We can't stay any longer. Let's get out of here quick. So they decide to go through the back door to make a quick getaway. But somehow or other, with the yoga maya, they become confused. They can't escape. So there they are, they're right in the house. And the Mahasankirtan is coming louder and louder and louder and louder. It's becoming completely deafening. And Lord Chaitanya is the gang leader. And one of the spies actually is saying, why does Nimai cry so much? The Lord Chaitanya tears are shooting from his eyes like torrents of rain. And the spies, the Muslim spies are saying, why is he crying so much? Has he lost his friend? Is he looking for his friend? Even though they can understand, Lord Chaitanya had lost someone. He's feeling his separation from Krishna. Chaitanya says, I can't imagine this disobedience. I just can't imagine it, what's going on. So the Chantaji's men have took off their turbans. And they thought the only way we can escape is we'll pretend to go join in the Sankirtan. And we'll just pretend to be dancing and singing. So everyone was in such ecstasy. They didn't even notice that the Muslims, they all had beards. They were all dancing in the Sankirtan. And this way nobody noticed that they were there. So, Lord Chaitanya eventually came right up to the palace, to Chantaji's palace. And he shouted, why is this mischief monger, Kazi? Bring him here right this minute. Bring him, Kazi, right here. And cut his head off. Lord Chaitanya told his man, bring him here and cut his head off. I will obliterate the entire Yavana race from the face of this earth. So this is Lord Chaitanya's anger. Lord Chaitanya becomes so furious that actually we don't hear this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he became so angry. But they dragged Chantaji. They all obeyed. And Lord Chaitanya said, ransack the entire palace, tear it apart, smash everything. So millions, lots of people, they ran into the palace and they smashed everything. The furniture, the pictures, the mirrors, everything was smashed. And the garden, the flowers, the banana trees, everything was completely ruined. It was completely terrifying. You can just imagine, Chantaji. He didn't surrender voluntarily actually. It was completely terrifying. And then what was the next thing Lord Chaitanya said? Now burn down everything. Put fire. Let the Kazi and all his men burn to death. And the Lord Chaitanya's instructions. I want to see what his king will do to me.
The God of death is my servant. Don't fear anyone who upsets Sankirtan. I will annihilate. The Lord Chaitanya became so angry that he was ready to burn the whole palace and Sankazi and everyone. It was a very tense moment. And actually, what happened? The devotees, they couldn't take it. They just couldn't take the Lord Chaitanya in such an angry mood. They came and they paid their businesses to Lord Chaitanya. And they said, actually, you're the Supreme Lord, you don't do things like this. Your expansions do things like this. Sankirtan is one of your expansions. And he expands as Rudra. And not Rudra destroys the universe at the end of the creation. It's he who gets angry. You never get angry. You don't have to get angry. You've already chastised Sankazi enough. You don't have to worry anymore. He's completely your man now. He's completely flattened. He is completely surrendered. You've just, the Kazi was justly dealt with, they told him. So Lord Chaitanya, he became pacified actually by his devotees. And that's when they started the conversation with Sankazi. You are my, I am your nephew, you are my uncle. And they started the discussion on the basis of the Quran. And in this way, actually, Lord Chaitanya was satisfied. Why? Because the Sankazi agreed that never again will the Sankirtan movement be obstructed by the government, by the Muslim government. He gave his promise that my family and all my generations will never obstruct the Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Jai! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Jai! Sri Sankazi ki! Jai! Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki!
Jai!
Sri Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
So actually, Lord Chaitanya, he took the Sankirtan party back from the palace of the Sankazi. And there is one more incident. If you like, I can just tell. Short incident. It's very nice. So, when Lord Chaitanya came back with the Sankirtan party, everyone was so jubilant. Everyone was so happy. They were free. They were allowed to have Sankirtan. No more problem. Sankazi had surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they felt so happy. They felt so jubilant. So when Lord Chaitanya came back with the Mahasankirtan, it was like a victory parade. Everyone was dancing and singing. And Lord Chaitanya was going to different parts of the city. He was going to the merchant chariot, the area where they made conch shells, the area where they made this and where they made that. And every area of Navadvip, it was a wonderful festival. And then, where should Lord Chaitanya bring the Sankirtan party? Lord Chaitanya brought the Sankirtan party to the house of Kaulavesa Sridhar, his beloved devotee. And actually on this book, in this book it says, is this right, Mara? It says that Sridhar Angan, we should have gone to Sridhar Angan, Kaulavesa Sridhar's place. Oh, well tomorrow, maybe you should tell us later tomorrow. I can say this, bit of this story for tomorrow, because it's about Kaulavesa Sridhar. Tomorrow we're going to the house of Kaulavesa Sridhar, Srimad Bhagavat.
Bye. Already learned that the animal propensities are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And when you visit Mayapur Festival, you will learn that the GBC propensities are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So, you'll up until the festival time, you'll have to be satisfied with the servants of the GBC. unfortunately.
Has to face away.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Test Hare Krishna 1. Test.
Technology. So, actually, about half an hour ago, I was asked to speak something on hearing. So as you all know, Navadvip, the nine islands of Navadvip, have been assigned each individually one of the nine processes. Now they're Navavidha Bhakti, they're nine processes of devotional service. Krishna can be served in nine different ways, nine different general categories. So the nine processes begin with hearing and chanting, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So, of course, these very first two, Sravanam, Kirtanam, they are the foundation of devotional service. All, we come into this material world in darkness. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. covered by material desires, icha, dvesha, desire and hatred, or in other words, moha, illusion, we think that we are this material body, and that false conception is further strengthened by the world in which we grow up in. And we, practically speaking, we spend our lives simply living like all the other animals, trying to make a nice arrangement for sense gratification. And we, especially in human life, there is a very valuable opportunity that we have. We have got a valuable opportunity to free ourselves from this miserable material world, to get out of this miserable material world. But unless we get some knowledge, some superior knowledge, the nature of the samsara, the chakra, the wheel of birth and death, the nature is that you can't come out. The nature, Maya is so strong. Of course, Maya means Krishna's Maya. Daivihi esha guna mayi mama Maya. Duratyaya. Duratyaya. Very powerful material energy. Everyone in the material world is dancing under the spell of illusion. They're being sarva prakriti jayar gunai. They're being forced to act, not by their own direction, not by their own desire, not by their own will, but by impulses born of the modes of material nature. So everyone is a puppet on a string, being forced to act, being forced to suffer, being forced to enjoy, and then again being forced to suffer. So in this material world, this cycle of birth and death is eternal. And nobody can come out from Maya's grasp unless they get an opportunity to associate with a pure devotee of the Lord. And that association begins by hearing, because the two kinds of association, vapu and vani, the physical association, that is valuable because of the vani, the instructions of the spiritual master, of the pure devotee, who is receiving knowledge through the parampara, through the disciplic succession. Ultimately, when you associate with Krishna's pure devotee, you are associating with Krishna, because Krishna comes down. We cannot ascend to Krishna, being covered, being contaminated, being illusioned. We cannot approach Krishna. Krishna is apapavidam. He's completely pure, antiseptic, prophylactic. You are in an impure condition, so you cannot directly approach the Supreme Lord. But out of his causeless mercy, Krishna desires to come to you. Although you cannot go to him, he desires to come to you because Krishna is a lover. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. Krishna is compassionate. You are an individual. You have chosen to reject him. But just like a loving parent, he is always thinking of you. He is always trying to bring you back to him. There's a nice story in the Puranas. There was a sage by the name of Ashtavakra. Albeit he was a bit of a Mayavadi, but nevertheless there is an instructive story in an intercourse he had with Janak, King Janak, who was a great saintly king. So Janak Maharaj, in his court, he was fond of calling saintly persons and inquiring from them about spiritual life. So one day, Ashtavakra happened to wander out of the forest into his palace. at that time, all of the court was assembled, all of the lords and ladies, and you know, palace life is full of material opulence and intrigue, petty intrigue. Prabhupada said about this material world, he said the material world is simply a place of petty intrigue. That is what's going on over here. The absolute truth in many ways is far easier to understand than the relative truth. The relative truth is full of, you know, little games going on, the games people play. Anyway, in this opulent situation, many of the people in the court of Janak, although they had good association, nevertheless they were envious. One of the worst material qualities, which, you know, you notice immediately when someone is envious, he becomes very beautiful, very attractive to everyone naturally. But anyway, they were envious, and when Astavakra came, people also did not understand him, because Astavakra, Asta meaning eight, you know, and Vakra means he was a cripple. His body was bent in eight different places. So he was a paraplegic or whatever. Anyway, when he moved, he used to squirm along the ground, almost like a snake. So, to the foolish and less intelligent, he was an object of joking. So all of the courtiers, they began to talk about this sage who had entered the palace and began to joke a little bit. But Janak, who was a learned scholar, he recognized Astavakra, and instead of joking, he immediately offered his obeisances and invited him to sit on the throne. So then the rest of the courtiers, they were somewhat dismayed, and they, you know, stopped for the time being. They stopped their joking and criticism, and they began to watch how Janak, he offered respect to the sage, and he began to inquire from him about spiritual life and the Astavakra Gita. Just like you have the Bhagavad Gita, there are many other Gitas in the Vedas. There's the Uddhava Gita in Srimad Bhagavatam. Similarly, there are the instructions of Astavakra called the Astavakra Gita. So it is a series of questions and answers. And this is the beginning of knowledge, actually, questions and answers. How do we approach the spiritual master? Pari prashnena sevaya. Prashnena means to ask serious, sincere questions from someone who can answer your questions. Obviously, you don't ask the wrong person the right questions. You'll get, you know, you may not get the right answers, or you won't inspire the speaker, but the goal of approaching a spiritual master is to render service and to ask him questions, to get divya gyan. As we have heard many times, initiation means to get transcendental knowledge. That's the real meaning of initiation. So the way to do that is by asking the proper questions and then hearing. There's a difference between listening and hearing. Listening may be unconsciously sitting in an area where the sound is vibrating. But hearing means to sincerely try to capture the sound in your heart. Hearing is done not necessarily with the ear, but with the heart. So Janak, he began to ask so many questions. He asked about Maya. He asked about the nature of Maya. What is the nature of Maya? And Astavakra explained that Maya is just like a dream. This material world is very similar to a dream. In a dream of sleep at night, you leave this body. Your body is lying in the bed, but your subtle body carries you into another realm, another body. You may be a king, you may be Superman flying in the sky, you may be so many things. You've seen, you can see anything in your dream also. It's very convenient. You've seen gold, you've seen a mountain. In a dream, you may be the proprietor of a golden mountain. so many things you can do in a dream. But for the dreamer, the dream appears real. The dreamer is not thinking, oh gosh, I'm dreaming, this is not really real. The dreamer's thinking it's factual. But when the dreamer wakes up, then he realizes, oh, it was temporary. It is not real, it is insubstantial, it was simply a temporary illusion. He realizes that when he wakes up. So in the same way, Astavakra explained, that whatever activities you do in this material world, you are attached to them. They seem like they're substantial. It's important. I'm the king. I'm the most famous person. I'm knowledgeable. I'm wealthy. I'm powerful. It's important. This is the real world. This is it. It's me. But at the time of death, you have nothing. You take nothing from this dream world with you. And you can realize at that moment, if you have enough intelligence, that it was all a dream. I had a grandfather, 96 years old, long life he lived. So I asked him around 93, I asked him, tell me something about your life. Because, you know, he'd lived in Europe, and then he lived in Canada in the beginning, and he moved to the coast, and he lived in so many places, had a lot of experiences. So I thought, let me see. So he actually came out with a statement, when I think about my past, it's almost like a dream. He explained so many stages of his life, but he said, it's just memory now. What concrete touch do I have with it? It's just like a dream. When you wake up, you think about your dream at night, and it's a memory to you. And as you pass through life, when you look back, there's no real contact. You can't reach out and touch your past. It's gone, dissipated off into the atmosphere. So Astavakra explained that Maya is something just like a dream. Then Jana came with the question that why is it? I am a sincere spiritual seeker. I want to come out of this dream. I want to come out of my illusion. I'm suffering. I'm suffering. I want to get free from this suffering. I'm approaching God sincerely. Why is it that whenever I try to get out of Maya's clutches, she won't let me go? Why won't she let me go? I'm sincerely trying. Then Astavakra was silent. A pregnant pause. The whole court was anticipating what he would say. There was a silence. Instead of answering, he got down from his throne and he went over to one of the pillars in the palace and he threw his arms around the pillar. And he began to scream, help, help, let me go, help, help. Then all the people in the court began to laugh. They said, Jesse Janak, you have put a fool on your throne, a madman. Then Astavakra stopped and he turned and he looked at all of them, envious. And he said, no, it is you who are fool. It is you who are madman. Because you are embracing Maya. And then you are screaming, help, help, let me go. But it is you who are the madman. So Maya is very powerful. Her illusion is very strong. But illusion can be defeated by knowledge. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hoy Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. This Maya Adhikar, this illusion, material energy cannot stand where there is transcendental knowledge, where there is the light of Krishna consciousness, the darkness of ignorance cannot stand. You're suffering in this material world simply because of this illusion that I am this body, that I am this false ego, ahankar. But the torchlight of knowledge will cut away all of this ignorance. Simply hearing, constant hearing, we have to bathe ourselves in an ocean of hearing, constant hearing. We have to place ourselves in a situation. We have to do whatever we have to do Tatra Lolyam Api Ekalam Mulyam. In this verse, it is advised that if you hear that Krishna consciousness is to be purchased in the marketplace, immediately pull out all your funds and go there and purchase it. You have to be that sincere and desirous to hear the message. Not that you sit in class and sleep. That won't help you much. But rather you should be pricking your ears. And even if the, whatever the speaker, if he's a sincere speaker, even if he's not an expert speaker, but by your poignant, by your questions, by your appropriate questions, you can surely bring out transcendental knowledge. Satsang, sadhu satsang, means to sit together and discuss the pastimes of Krishna and bring out, it may come out from anywhere. It may come out from the speaker, it may come out from the inquirer, certainly it will come out from Srila Prabhupada's books and purports, but this is the real nectar, hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the Purnamrita, Purnamrit that we're looking for. Purnamritas Vadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So there are 9 processes of Sankirtan, and they begin with hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord. This Navadip Dham Parikrama is so nice because you don't have any other responsibilities now. When you go back to your temple, you have no time, right? I'm too busy cooking, sweeping, cleaning, this, that, distributing books. Jai Jagannath. But now you have no other duties. See, you've all taken sannyas for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So you have no duty to do now. Your only business is to churn the nectar, to try to recharge your spiritual batteries, to drink. You see, this hearing is, there are, you have got the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses. So you see with your eyes and you hear with your ears. But here you can drink with your ears. Generally you don't drink with your ears, you drink with your mouth. But here we want you to drink, drink deeply. Drink deeply the nectar of the sound vibration of the Lord, of His glories, who He is. Let's go deeper. Let's find out why we're going out day and night, working hard in the cold against so many adverse conditions, trying to preach to people who don't want to hear, who are dull-brained, who have stool for brains, pig-headed brains, huh? Prabhupada said preaching in Kali Yuga is like trying to feed medicine to a pig, right? Yeah, it takes one person to hold the back legs, one person to hold the front legs, one person to open the mouth, one person to put the medicine. See, very difficult. Unfortunate, misguided. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. You're trying to give them Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya has made it so easy, simple process. You say chant, 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 and all I can say is can't, can't, can't. So they're unfortunate people. Prabhupada gave the example, here in India you get very sweet mango. I've heard about Mexican mangoes, South American mangoes, the, you know, Australian mangoes, I don't know. But in India you get very sweet mango, Apus, Alfonso mango, very sweet. Prabhupada said you put these mangoes on a big plate or in a big basket and you go door to door. You knock on each door, sir, I'm distributing mangoes freely. One mango cost 20, 30, 40 rupees, right? Expensive. Wow. 50, 60, 70 rupees in out of season. You go door to door, you're distributing freely. All you have to do is take one. So you knock on the door, the man comes, sir, I'm distributing free mangoes. Oh? Why are you distributing freely? You put some poison in it? People are so unfortunate. We're begging people. Chant, chant, chant. Very nice. Chant the holy names. Be happy. Purnamritasvadanam. An ocean. Anandam, anandam buddhivardhanam. An ocean of nectar. Please come and join us. But people are unfortunate. So it's a struggle to preach. It's an austerity. It's definitely an austerity. To dedicate your life to preaching. And preaching means sadachar. It's not just that we're professional speakers, but behind the scene we do all nonsense. You have to follow. Apaniyachari bhakti shikaimu sabade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I preach and I follow. I teach by following, by setting an example. You are the Shrestha that is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. You are the leaders of society. You're leading society. You're leading society, not misleading society. You're leading society back home, back to Godhead, out of the samsara. So you have to be an example. So that is austerity. That is tapasya, a whole lifetime. But it's wealth also. The wealth of the brahmanas is their austerity. It's a joyful, susukam kartum abhyayam, joyfully performed. Krishna consciousness is ecstatic. There's no other activity in the universe which is as ecstatic as preaching Krishna consciousness. So you have to do this, so you should know why you're doing it, for whom you're working. If you don't continuously hear about Krishna, if you just work, then maybe you'll forget who you're working for. That's the problem. Previously we wanted to work for I, me and mine. Janasya mohoyam, aham mameti. That was our ignorance. Now we're trying to work for Guru, Krishna, GBC, Temple President. Ultimately we're working for Lord Chaitanya, for Lord Krishna. So we should learn something about him, and that is by hearing. And now you have the opportunity to ask all the questions you ever wanted to ask, because this is the place, the people living here, they know all the answers. So, and I don't live here, so don't ask me any questions. But the people living here, they know all the stories, and they're all nectar. To visit a holy place, you see, actually Lord Chaitanya advises that one should not visit a holy place in a large crowd. One should visit, you know, with a small group. But the reason he stated is because in a large crowd you may not get an opportunity to hear the stories and pastimes. The real nectar is not just to come and see some more brick and stone. Brick and stone is everywhere. People always ask me, Swamiji, now that you're in India, how do you like it here? And I tell them it's the same green grass and trees everywhere. The real thing is not just to come and see the brick and stone in Bengal as opposed to the brick and stone in London. The real thing is to hear about the devotees, how they were enlivened in chanting and dancing, how they were free from anxiety, how the Lord blessed them. There's so many things to hear, and you can just swim. This is a constant swimming in an ocean. If you want, it's up to you. Everything is up to you, how you spend your time here. You can waste your time or spend your time properly. So, I've got a meeting. I've got to go. Thank you very much. Half a question. Any questions or comments? Appreciations of the Dom? Speak out, yes, Mataji, or... Speaking out loud?
Modes of nature.
Modes of nature. If you see the modes of nature are working... You really have to be conscious. You have to fight. Yajasva vigata jvara. You have to, you know, fight, Arjuna. The whole idea of teaching, Arjuna's fighting. Bhagavad Gita is not a treatise on war. You know, we might distribute Bhagavad Gitas in Iraq and people say, oh, this is a good religion, I like this religion, you guys fight. But it's not like that. Bhagavad Gita is teaching us to fight against our real enemy, Kamesha Krodesha Rajagun, the gunas. The modes, they're the ropes which tie us down here. Rajogun Samudbhava. Mahashano Maha Papma Vidyenam Hiya Vairinam. This is our Vairinam, this is our enemy. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. The modes of nature. So devotees are fighters. Utsaha nischaya daryat. You have to be enthusiastic to fight. But at the same time, you have to be patient. Just like Mr. Schwarzkopf, he's been telling us that it's going to be a long war. It's not going to be a five-day war. Be patient, everybody. Because a real general knows that the big wars take a long time to win. And this is a battle. This is a lifetime battle, or maybe many lifetime battles. But you have no choice but to fight, because there's nowhere to go in the universe. You can't back off from Krishna consciousness, because there's no other choice. So utsahan, you must be enthusiastic, but dharya, you must be patient. And you must have nischaya, determination to succeed. So when Maya attacks you, by the help of the Vaishnavas, by your own understanding and realization, you have to fight. Almost like shadow boxing, you know, sometimes big boxers, they get in front of a mirror and they start punching, and if you were to come along, you say, this guy's crazy, who's he fighting with? He's just dancing around punching the sky. But you have to become a shadow boxer with Maya. You have to kick her in the teeth. Bhaktisiddhanta said, I take a stick, right? I take a stick and beat myself. I take chappals and beat myself. So that sounds a little funny. He means you fight. Just like you would fight with someone in a battle, you fight with Maya. Object. Get angry. Get angry and fight with Maya. Because this Maya is only going to cause you suffering. Sansparsa jaboga dukkha yonaya. The contact with Maya is dukkha yoni. It's the birth of all your suffering. All your mental and physical pains and problems are caused by this illusory attachment. So protest. Devotees are enthusiastic. Protest against Maya. Yes.
Your grandfather spent his life uselessly for 96 years. But then...
It runs in the family.
But towards the end, I think he had a realization that the whole life was just a dream. So he did realize that it was just useless dream. So that realization isn't that substantial. Everything else was unsubstantial, but he came to that conclusion. So isn't that substantial? Isn't that going to help him to get a, you know, his future will be brighter?
Yeah, his question is, didn't my grandfather have a great realization at the end of his life? Substantial. Yeah, he went back home, back to Godhead, sure. No, everybody is on their way back to Godhead, no doubt. The material, Krishna is very kind. Everybody is making progress, either negative or positive progress. But just like Mr. Bobby Dylan, I don't know if any... I asked a class, a few years ago, I went to a college class in America, no less. And I asked a group, I mentioned something about the Beatles and George Harrison. I thought that was going to be a good example. Nobody had ever heard of the Beatles or George Harrison. Anyway, there was a popular folk hero named Bobby Dylan. And he appeared to have all the answers. If you read his, you know, he realized the material world was an illusion. He realized so many things. But he had no answers. So such people, this is again the importance of hearing. Stress, we should hear from the people who have the right answers. Avaishnava mukod girnam putam harikatamritam. Shravanam naiva kartavya sarpo chista yathapaya. Krishna consciousness is sukshma. It's fine. It's delicate. It's a razor's edge. So if you hear the wrong thing, mayavadi bhashya shunile hoy sarvanash. The mayavadis, they know all the cliches. They can give damn good lectures, some of them. But they a little thing, they inject. And it comes out, what is the ultimate aim? It's all one. I'm you, you're me, you're Krishna, etc. And you never know it. Prabhupada said that they follow Chaitanya's path, but they teach Shankara's math. So you know, you just have to be very scrutinizing. Krishna, human life, intelligence means the power to discriminate. So even within the ashram, you have to learn to discriminate. Where is Krishna coming from? Even within the ashram, where are the advanced Vaishnavas? Not everybody who lives within the brick and wall, the brick and cement and the building of the ashram is as advanced as the next. So you have to look, you have to search. Where is Krishna coming out? From whose mouth? So you have to search. You have to be careful. Otherwise, you the sarpochista yathapa, just like milk touched by the lips of a serpent, will have poisonous effects. Yeah. Yeah. Last to last.
After many years of listening Bhagavatam, Rastapareshwar, Bhadrishundicham, Bhagavatam, so I don't feel like transcending the modes. But in the case of the prostitute who was sent to allude Haridas Thakur, after 3 days of listening to him chanting Hare Krishna, she right away got...
He was an Indian prostitute, so she... For many lifetimes she had been cultivating. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I gotta go now. I got a meeting.
He'll come back. The story of this Jagannath. Last year we had Dharadhar Prabhu, who is the president of this Jagannath Mandir. You realize this is ISKCON Jagannath Mandir?
His name is
Swarup Damodar. Okay, Dharadhar Prabhu has been reinitiated. His name is... Is he here?
No,
Swarup Damodar. He's busy taking care of things. So he knows the story of these Jagannath. These Jagannath deities, Jagannath Baldev deities, are Subhadra deities, are very, very special, very ancient. And in fact, this is Jagannath Puri within Navadvip Dham. We have reached Jagannath Puri. Navadvip Mandal and Braja Mandal, these are the original abodes, original tirthas. So within the personality of Krishna, all the incarnations exist within him. So similarly, within Navadvip, within Vrindavan, the Brajamandal, all the holy places exist. So this is experience. We are experiencing that. Jagannath Puri exists here. This is Jagannath Puri in Navadvip. So we'll get Swarup Damodar, right? So Damodar Prabhu to talk about the temple here and the deities here.
King Kulshekhar, one of his prayers is begging to the Lord. He says, now I'm young and normal, and my mind is able to think of you. If you like, you can take me away now, before I become too old and who knows what happens when I'm too old. My throat may get choked up as it gets filled up with the mucus. Kantha varohana vidho smaranam kutaste. Prana prayana samai kafavata pittai. As time comes closer to leave this body and I get very old, your remembrance may become more and more difficult as body gets more diseased, more old. is praying to the Lord, now is a good time. If you like. So we are young. We should take full advantage of our youthful time. This is also the best time, in a way, to serve the Lord. Not all persons like Prabhupada. Of course, he was born devotee and pure devotee from the very beginning. But Prabhupada got into a very big mission towards the end of his life. Major. At the age of 70, he got into something huge, big. And in the last breath, he was completely normal. Nothing went wrong with him, his personality. He was together. Kept doing everything that he was doing during his lifetime till last breath. That is rare. That's so rare. So we should not count on doing something big or major towards the end of our journey. We may do some bhajan, sit down and do some bhajan. We would like to do like Prabhupada did. You do as I did, Prabhupada said that, and we are trying to do that way. It's a long way to go, and we are. Like yesterday, now Yogendra Maharaj said, if we have cold, then we stop functioning altogether. Either notice the temple president or temple commander. I can't do anything. I have cold. What is your sickness? I have cold. And how sick was Prabhupada and what? He was going through so much. But he didn't stop doing things. He was powerful. He was even more powerful. As Prabhupada grew in age, every day he was becoming more and more powerful. He was lying on the bed, but he was a very powerful person. He grew in strength, grew in name, fame, everything. Kept growing. So that's rare. So, in old age you can't do much. Normally, you don't do much. Serving God, or engaging others to serve God. Preaching, traveling. So, work now. You could take some money.